Bible study, Sunday school. I was inspired by Priscilla's situation. And I wanted to call this Bible study Falling Up. We always are concerned about falling down, right? What about falling up? Falling down. Okay, follow me on this. This is a picture of my mom, Jerry Shay. She had a brain tumor. This is 1985. She was suffering, you know, slowing down, having trouble. She was still working the rest of her life.
She looks just as young as the rest of y'all.
I know, it's amazing. And we were just, you know, being concerned about her. And when she was starting to have issues. And for anyone who's had any issues, and we always hear a litany of issues, during prayer requests, right, prayer reports, when you go to a doctor, especially like if you go to a doctor with some concern, and it's a real concern and you're really struggling with something, and they just totally distract you. Mm-hmm. Anyone ever had that happen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She went to the doctor. She was starting to break her foot and starting to have trouble riding. Went to a doctor, and he gave her an antidepressant. And she wept openly in the doctor's office, because it's basically saying, you're crazy. You're making it up. When in fact, when she finally got to the right doctor and they examined her head, she had a brain tumor the size of, you know, it keeps getting bigger, but it was a sizable brain tumor. And so they rushed her into surgery. You're going to take this brain tumor out. But the thing was, immediately after the surgery, she felt better because she had the brain tumor was gone, and we're all thinking, oh my God, you know, she's gonna, she's done. Just be quiet, leave her alone. She was like, where did everybody go? She wanted people to be surrounding her, not to leave her alone and be quiet, because she did. She was starting to feel better. You could see with the, she's really rocking the hospital now. That's my mom, you know, looking like a supermodel in the hospital bed. But that's me on the left with my ADHD. That's my sister Kathleen in the back. And that's my sister Marilyn who you met on the far right. I'm sitting in the front on the left. On the next chair, right? Changed a lot. But the thing I think about this, and this is sort of a free-form Bible study when I do something that I, you know, do it just according to the way I'm being taught, but I'm sort of sharing a thought about how to approach things. Because I remember when my mom, even after the brain surgery, because for them to, do you need something, Dee Dee?
She can get a cover.
Oh, get a cover, yeah. People are, you know, you're hoping that all of this is going to go well. But in fact, when they go in and they do brain surgery, they do radiation afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was working full-time, so she would have to, at the end of a long day, you know, and she's just had brain surgery, and she'd have to go for radiation treatments. And it was in Cleveland, Ohio during the winter. And, you know, the lady was, the radiologist, the person who was doing the procedure, was actually ready to go home, had her snow boots on. So we're thinking that maybe that particular person didn't take the time and care to do the radiation, maybe the way she should have. And my mom never really got better. In fact, she continued to get worse, to the point at which she started to need, you know, a cane. She's having trouble walking and she was falling. And for anyone who's ever dealt with falling, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very humbling experience to have the ground come up and smack you in the head. Because that's how it feels. It happens just like quickly. And she was falling all the time. And so, you know, back at that point, I was doing well, because we're talking about the 80s. until the high air, I was having fun.
And
I remember buying her a walking stick. And I, yes, John? Yes, that's me. It's me on the far, to the left. On the right, but it's on the left. And so I remember getting her a walking stick, thinking, this is, you know, and me really not being so, probably at that time I was far, far, far away from the Lord. But of course, if you know your mom is religious and you're wanting to give her, you look up a verse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the verse if somebody is falling? What's the verse that comes to mind? It's a famous verse from a very short book. I'll give you a hint. A very short book in the Bible, in the New Testament. Very, very close to the end. Jude, well, pastor, you're a pastor. Of course, you would know that. But that's the one that I quoted. Now, I didn't print out anything today also, so I'm going to need a little help if anyone wants to read from Jude. And it's actually not even Jude 1, because it's one chapter. But it's the first chapter. And it's in the 1 verses 24 and 25. Anyone would like to read that?
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forever, evermore. Amen.
Amen. To him who will keep us from falling, which, if you just fall, you don't really want to
hear that verse.
But it sounds so good, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, in a larger context, that's talking about keeping you from falling spiritually.
Right.
Not necessarily physically. But, the challenge is, and for Priscilla, and for, people like me who, we're continuing to fall. And it's very disconcerting. And yet you're thinking, he's going to keep me from falling. I don't know. There's something. There's sort of a disconnect. So I'm looking for something a little bit more than the verses that people tell you when you really think they're doing good and they're really not doing good. You ever had those verses thrown at you? I'm just sort of, we have to be so careful about what we say.
You're probably taken out of context at the time.
Right.
Right, and they don't
really mean what
the Rachel
Walker person in her aerobic outfit telling you, Lord's going to keep you from falling, and you're falling. So whose fault is that? It's sort of like, well, the Lord's going to keep you from falling. Well, as Priscilla Wells knows, and I well know, as anybody here has ever fallen, Kathy,
holding up her head.
Amen. You fall. We're in a fallen world. But instead of falling down, which we do fall down because of gravity, I want us to think about falling up. And I'm working through this concept about saying, you know what? You're probably gonna fall. But that doesn't mean that you're far, far away from the Lord, or not any of that. And so I'm looking for what other verse is there that we can tell people to give them that sort of heavy-duty hope, Because, Kathy, if I texted you, heard you broke your wrist, and I said, Jude, to him who keeps me from falling, how well does that set with y'all? It doesn't do real well.
Mm-hmm.
So the word is weighty, It separates, the part. I don't want to go that way. That just came to mind. Just to be using the scripture wisely for its greatest glory.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm thinking about And this is a long passage, and I should have printed it out, so I'm going to need a little help with it. But sort of let's set this up. It's in 2 Kings, I believe. 2 Kings 6, chapter 15 and 17. And beloved and I were talking about this morning. So beloved, a little bit of background about the context of this verse, because you know, whenever you're looking at Bibles, you need to look at the context. You know, not be plucking out little choice little tidbits of verses, and you know, you have to take them in the context of which when they were written. So beloved, give us a little background on this, what's happening around this.
Well, I confess, when she first asked me, I told her what I thought, and then I looked it up, and what I thought was wrong.
Oh, but, well, good, you looked it up.
What's happening there is the Arameans are a neighboring nation. They keep their attacking Israel, and every time they attack, the king of Israel is ready for them. And so he asked his officials, what's going on? Who's the spy? And they said, well, there's this prophet over there named Elisha, and everything that you say in your bedroom, he reports to the king. So the king of Aram decided to send him an army in to get this guy, get Elisha, so that he can't thwart his plans. And that's where this picks up.
And this is where this picks up. And it's probably one that you've heard before, but just in that context of Elisha, who was the protege of Elijah, right? Elijah got taken up, right? And now Elisha's the prophet. And now Elisha is functioning as a prophet and has a servant with him that is unnamed, correct? Now, beloved, do you have this that you could read this particular passage just like it was? I didn't print it out.
Sure. With fair warning, I would have been ready. Let's see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I haven't practiced this one, but we'll give it a shot. Oh, that's the first one.
It starts in 2 Kings.
All right, here we are.
6:15-17.
When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early next morning, an army of horses and chariots had surrounded the city. My Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Or Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
That is an awesome one. A verse of the movie Chariots of Fire, which is based upon that. But it's the thought, and it's funny because I'm preparing for this Bible study about falling up, right? And the chariots of fire, and boy, it's going to be great, and people are not going to worry anymore. And I felt it. Unbelievable. And I was like, well, I guess the Lord really wants me to be talking about this because I'm still dealing with it. So suffice to say, I don't have the answers about this. I still fall. I still will fall. And yet I know, you have to almost get to the point where you know, this is not what's really happening. That open the eyes, in the spiritual realm, there are, how to put it again, horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. That's hard to really sort of picture when you are lying on the floor waiting for someone to pick you up. But I just wanted to give you a real life, real, this is a real example. Speaking of chariots of fire, there is the Richardson Fire Department that came to our house and scraped me up off the floor in 2013. And so when my sister was here, I kid you not, we were out for an ice cream cone. And lo and behold, there's the Richardson Fire Department. And we just went up to them and we went, thank you. Thank God. And I didn't wear it. I forgot it. But they have since given me a pendant. It's almost like one of those, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. And I, you know, at first you bristle and then you think, you know what?
They work.
They work, boy. You don't care. They don't have to chop the front door down. And all I got to do is press that button and they can run in. And look, chariots of fire, and then those are your chariots of fire. So just be encouraged that things are going to continue to go wrong because we live in a fall.
Don't give Kelly any ideas. She'll be falling all over the place.
I'd like to meet those firemen. Yeah, oh no, but that's the greatest picture. They just happen to be the best. But just know, I mean, even like spiritually speaking, you have chariots of fire at your beck and call. So call upon them. You're still going to fall, but instead of falling down, thinking about falling off. Because the Lord hasn't left you. He hasn't forsaken you. You're not being punished for some sin. Things happen in a fallen world. But know that even in the spiritual realm, the Lord has given us privilege for chariots of fire to surround us and protect us. Amen?
Amen.
So Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the encouragement. That's, you know, I guess I'm going to just keep falling until I get it in my head. And my heart, that you are there, you have provided for us so richly, that all we need to do is press that little button and you are there. And so for everyone here who deals with a full range of challenges, it's just to be encouraged. And we do pray for Priscilla to heal quickly. And for all of those who have fallen, are falling, or are going to fall, just know that the Lord has not left us. He's not forsaken us. He's there for us. And he will never leave us and never forsake us. We praise you and we thank you for that, Lord, in the holy name of Christ Jesus. Amen.